So this time it wasn't against the Palestinians. This time it was against the international community. This time it was against Muslims, Jews, Christians, people of faith and no faith. They were all united in taking aid to Gaza. And these innocent people, they were punished and they were killed. Why? Because we were helping humans. Is it a crime to help humans? So what sin did these people commit?
We all gather here as we are all peace-loving people. My auntie was on the Turkish boat that got attacked by the Israeli soldiers, and thankfully, by the grace of Allah, she was unhurt. But unfortunately, when she was captured by the Israeli soldiers, she was extremely mistreated, mocked, and many other things were done to those who were captured, and they were treated in a very bad and hostile way. They were robbed of all their possessions, everything they had, and they were sent back to Turkey without anything. Even the video footage that they recorded of the true events that took place on that boat, all were confiscated by Israel. My auntie is a very peaceful person without any religious or political affiliations with any particular organization. She went out, she went about raising money on her own and went and joined this convoy to help the people of Palestine who have been suffering for many years, many, many years. And over the last 3 to 4 years, the people of Gaza, that nothing can describe what they are going through. 80% of the people are going hungry. Only 20% of the aid is allowed through by Israel. And that's the reason why my auntie joined this convoy and decided to go directly to Gaza to get the aid to the people of Gaza.
On this flotilla, our brothers, 9 Turkish brothers, lost their lives. The way we look at it, they have not killed 9 human beings, but they have murdered humanity. People who were doing charity work, unarmed civilians who went to do something good.
The Foreign Secretary William Hague told the House to general accord, I think, a fairly robust statement on the position of the government, the convoy. But when he was pressed over and over again, isn't this just illegal? His response was, well, it may be and it may not be, but the important thing is this is not in the interest of Israel. Doing these sorts of things is actually not in their interest. That's not the point. The point is it's immoral and it's illegal, and action needs to be taken to make sure it doesn't happen again.
We as individuals can humble Israel. We can refuse to support its corrupt economy by refusing to buy Israeli goods. The Boycott Israel Network has targeted Israeli sports, Israeli culture, academia, food, and other products and services. We should support them. This campaign is approved by Israeli and Palestinian peace activists alike. It has already had many successes. The Palestinian Authority have launched their own boycott campaign. Elvis Costello and Jill Scott Heron are 2 musicians who have refused to play in Israel. Co-op, the supermarket, has suspended buying from Israel. In 2009, the Guardian newspaper reported that Israel has been hit by European boycotts. A fifth of exporters have shown a drop in demand for Israeli products. Let us step up our action against Israel. I have discovered that the biggest corporations are the most corrupt and have the deepest links with Israel.
I think Coca-Cola we should all boycott. It's a shame that when we go to our weddings, we see Coca-Cola everywhere. But when we go to our houses, Coca-Cola bottles are there. And remember, Coca-Cola has many companies like Sprite and Fanta and all these. We've got to boycott them all.
I am the American dream, the kids fighting wars, the money making machine, the protests in London, the bombs in Palestine. Liberty's got a gun if you know what I'm...
Israel must stop his crimes. and we will never stop campaigning until they choose to do so. Thank
free,
you.
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
And in terms of never stopping, boats were still heading for Gaza from the Free Gaza movement. But the latest bad news is that the MV Rachel Corrie was boarded by the Israeli Navy this morning at 9 o'clock, and the Israeli Navy took control and have taken it to Ashdod. The communications were cut some time before that happened, so there hasn't been any communication with the people on the ship, although it's believed that nobody has been harmed in the way that they were more recently. I just want to say that the ship was named after Rachel Corrie, who was a young American woman activist in Gaza, who was murdered by an Israeli bulldozer running over her. The really huge D9 Caterpillar bulldozers that are used to crush Palestinians and Palestinian people's homes. And so the ship was named after her. And also in the same movement that Rachel Corrie belonged to, the International Solidarity Movement, a young man from England was also murdered a few years after that, called Tom Herndl. It's very noticeable that I know the names of the international activists that have been killed. I did search the net this morning to find out how many Palestinians have been killed in the last week, and I wasn't able to find that out. I did hear that immediately after the 9 people were killed on the MV Marimara, that there were 3 Palestinians killed in Gaza, but I really don't know how many more since then. So whilst we remember the names of the international activists and we name ships after them, and that's very, very important, and big respect to Rachel Corrie and her parents who have continued the campaign, we are aware that there are countless Palestinians that we don't know the names of.
Palestine! Free! Free! Palestine!